Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Jesus, Lord, whom once a virgin pure conceived, whom Virgin Mary bore with joy, in mercy now receive our prayer. As spouse of beauty past compare, sing a canticle of joy, a melody no others know. In tender pity hear our cry, give us the graces that we need, our hearts and minds to purify. To serve you in both word and deed. All honor, glory, virtue, praise resound to God in persons three, to Father, Son, and Spirit too.
Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end.
Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his love endures forever, who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever, whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever, who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever, the sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end.
Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God the Almighty.
Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God the Almighty.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, remember our lowliness and have mercy. You once gave our fathers a foreign land to inherit. Free us today from sin and give us a share in your inheritance.
Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God, the Almighty.
God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ.
God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ.
Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed, any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the king, amid gladness and joy.
The virgins are led into the presence of the king, amid gladness and joy.
They are brought into the king's dwelling place,
amid gladness and joy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy.
Come, Spouse of Christ, receive the crown the Lord has prepared for you from all eternity.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, Spouse of Christ, receive the crown the Lord has prepared for you from all eternity. Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse.
Keep her holy and inviolate. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight.
Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaids burning brightly.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished.
Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin.
Give us constant joy through her intercession.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet.
In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God our Father, who called St. Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America, by her example, teach us to have concern for the stranger, the sick, and all those in need. And by her prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.